I'm truly honored to be here today to speak, and I thank you for all for coming here. It's truly a big blessing to have such a big family of believers. God sometimes gives us more than we can bear. Lately, I've realized that when life seems impossible and God puts us through unbearable trials, we must always keep our faith in him. Psalm 55:22 states, "Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be moved." In the last 10 months, God has put us through a great trial. The day of January 14th, 2004 was a day of great joy for our family. We found out that we were going to have a new child. God gave us the wonderful gift of the joy of a baby. We were very blessed. We had great joy in planning everything out for the birth. We decided we would have the birth at home, and we took birthing classes with the midwife. We had a hard time finding a crib that we liked, and we went shopping for many times for things like a stroller, baby toys, and clothes. We also had a hard time choosing a name for our baby, whose gender we did not yet know. One day when we were at our midwife's office, she found that the readings from her instruments were unusual. She suggested that we had an ultrasound exam to confirm one out of two things. Either one, we were having twins, or two, our birth date was earlier than what we were expecting. It turned out that the birth date was 1 week later than we had expected. We also found that we would have a girl. We named her Catherine. Later into the summer, we reached the 38-week period. It was exciting to know that our baby could be born any day. However, Catherine did not come before 40 weeks. We were anxious for her arrival, but we knew that we could not rush time. We made guesses as to how much she would weigh and how long she would be. 42 weeks passed, and Catherine still did not arrive. We had a 42-week ultrasound exam called a biophysical profile. The ultrasound technician said that Catherine would weigh around 12 pounds. Catherine's due date was September 1st. She was born September 17th. She was born in the hospital as an emergency cesarean birth. A while after the birth, we found that Catherine had an illness called Epstein's anomaly. It is a defect of the heart. She was transported from the Placentia Linda Hospital to the UCI Hospital. The doctors at UCI planned three open heart surgeries to take place. One would be as soon as possible, the second one would be a few months later, and the third one would be in 2 years. Catherine was transported to Children's Hospital of Orange County, where she would have her first surgery. However, her kidneys malfunctioned, and they would not be able to survive through a surgery. We waited for her kidneys to heal. She was nicknamed Catherine the Great because she was 11 pounds, 4 ounces, and 21 and a half inches long. She still did not heal enough to undergo surgery. We planned a natural home birth, yet she was lying in her hospital crib with a tube down her throat and a huge IV tower behind her, and her warmer in the neonatal intensive care unit at a hospital. About 6 weeks passed. The hospital called us one evening and said that they did not think she would make it through the night. We decided we wanted to see her one last time before she passed away. She was taken off life support to see what God would do. They saw her heart rate on the monitor slow down and her baby peacefully pass away. That was a night to remember. 1 Peter chapter 1, 3 through 7 say, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, as was necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. God showed us great mercy by accepting us as righteous and allowing us to be born again. As it says in the verse, the trials are only temporary, and they are to test and strengthen our faith in Christ. Catherine is receiving her inheritance right now. I look forward to the day I will receive my inheritance and meet my baby sister. Now I think of the great joy Catherine has with our Heavenly Father in eternal joy and peace. I think of the day when we will see her in heaven in a sanctified body free of all sicknesses. Now we have a baby in heaven. Catherine was a great warrior. She fought valiantly in the great battle against her illness. God invited her home to his heavenly palace. Now she will rest in peace for all eternity. This is not the end of Catherine's life. It is only the beginning of eternal life and joy with our Heavenly Father. Thank you.